Jordan was getting ready for bed. He'd just finished drawing back the bedclothes and laying out a tastefully embroidered nightshirt when the dog reappeared.
Huh?
When he looked down, he saw the bloodhound standing at his side, waiting patiently to be noticed.
Oh, hello again.
It stared up at him with its perpetually mournful face and wagged its tail. Jordan took his hand away from his sword and grinned at the dog.
Hello, boy. Oh, ease up there, boy. So, you're back again, are you? Where have you been hiding yourself? Under the bed?
The dog lay down and rolled over on its back so Jordan could rub its stomach.
Oh, you're a good boy.
As he did so, he wondered what to do next. He'd never had a dog of his own. He'd had his horse for several years, but the two of them had quickly established a policy of live and let live and had rarely strayed from it. Jordan supposed he ought to feed the dog, but he wasn't entirely sure what bloodhounds ate or where in the suite to look for it. And then he frowned as he remembered Gawain saying the dog definitely wasn't Victor's. The prince hated dogs. Having met the prince, Jordan wasn't the least bit surprised. The dog had to belong to somebody, though. It was too well groomed to be a stray. Perhaps it had just wandered into his room by mistake and couldn't get out. He ought to call the guards outside his door and have them remove the dog, but it was a friendly animal, and Jordan felt in need of a little friendly support.
Hmm?
He looked up sharply. He wasn't supposed to have any visitors. The guards were under strict orders to turn everyone away until morning. He decided he'd better answer it. The caller didn't sound as though he was going to go away, and it might just be important. He looked around for the dog to get it out of sight and found it had disappeared again. Clever animal. It wouldn't do for Prince Victor to be seen being friendly with a dog. It wouldn't be in character. Jordan walked quickly out of the bedroom and over to the main door. The regent, Count William Howard, stood waiting impatiently before him, still dressed in his formal robes. Jordan shot a quick glare at the two guards for not having warned him who it was. They stared determinedly straight ahead, avoiding his eyes. Jordan supposed he couldn't blame them. It was the regent, after all.
Well, aren't you going to invite me in?
Of course, Sir Regent. My rooms are yours.
He stepped back out of the way, and the regent swept in. He looked around the room disdainfully, his gaze implying he'd seen more tastefully furnished slums. Jordan moved hesitantly forward to greet the regent. He wasn't quite sure of the right thing to do. Private audiences with the regent hadn't been covered in any of his briefings.
Would you care for a drink, Sir Regent?
Not at this hour, Victor.
Well, then what can I do for you?
Jordan suddenly decided he was being too polite. He was, after all, a prince of the realm whose rest had been disturbed. He deliberately turned his back on the regent and walked unhurriedly over to the nearest chair. He sank down into it and draped one leg idly over the arm of the chair. The regent gave him a hard look. Jordan smiled blandly back.
I'm here to see you on a matter of some importance, Victor.
I should hope so, at this hour. Well, out with it, man. We haven't got all night. What's so important it couldn't wait till morning when my advisors could be present?
You were at court this morning. You were there when I proclaimed the right of transference. No matter what you or your advisors may believe, I assure you, it wasn't a move I made lightly. Nor was it intended as a threat to you or your brother's position. I've never made any secret of my feelings towards you or your family, but I've never allowed my personal feelings to influence my duties as regent. Red Heart needs a king. You saw what the steward uncovered at court. The unreal is loose in the castle and growing stronger all the time. Only the king can put a stop to this by drawing on the stone. The rest of us are helpless. Victor, any king is better than none. I'm not blind to the practicalities of the situation. If anyone other than a prince of the line is declared king, a civil war is all but inevitable. People are already choosing sides. They seem to have forgotten the horrors and bloodshed that such wars mean. Thousands upon thousands would die. Not just guards and men-at-arms, but ordinary men, women, and children, too. Farms would be burned, towns gutted, rivers poisoned. I don't want that. And I'm hoping you don't.
I'll do anything I can to avoid a civil war. But you must understand that I may not have much say in the matter. If my brothers start raising armies, it will be impossible for me to stay neutral. They wouldn't allow it.
Yes, I understand. It's late and I'm tired, so I'll come straight to the point. You always used to be the most reasonable of the princes, so I'm going to appeal to your sense of honor, to your duty to the kingdom. Do you have the crown and seal?
Jordan looked at the regent blankly, while his mind worked furiously. By asking that question, the regent was openly declaring that he didn't have the crown or the seal, and he had no idea of who did have them. And by that very openness, he was also declaring the weakness of his position and his need for allies. He was asking Jordan to work with him.
I don't have the crown or the seal. And as far as I can tell, neither of my brothers has found them either.
The regent waited, but Jordan said nothing more. The silence stretched on, pregnant and uncomfortable with hidden meanings, until the regent nodded reluctantly.
I see. Thank you for being so frank with me. In return, I'll be honest with you. You won't have heard yet, but open fighting has broken out between Lewis's and Dominic's troops. My guards are doing the best to restore order, but there's a limit to what they can do, particularly since they've been spread so thin trying to contain the unreal. Victor, it seems to me that you're bound to be drawn into the conflict sooner or later. If I were you, I'd start preparing against magical attacks. Your protective wards here are excellent, but they have their limitations, as I'm sure you're aware. I'll just say one more thing and then I'll leave. Your time in exile seems to have mellowed you somewhat. I'm glad to see it. But as regent for the kingdom, I can't stand by and allow civil war to break out in Red Heart. I will do everything in my power to support whoever eventually produces the crown and seal. And if that means having to order your brother's deaths, or yours, I'll do it. For the sake of the kingdom, Victor, don't stand against me.